What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We're back here after a little hiatus. Cookie and Pepper are back in the studio. We also have the Hype Man on the Hype Cam, and so Squanto's going to be walking around tonight during the show and just getting his view of everything. You can see a little bit more of the studio, a little bit more of us, that kind of thing. So, Cookie, Pepper, how you guys been?
I'm all right.
Yeah, okay.
I've been better. Worse.
Yeah, just chilling.
So, Cookie, you're getting married?
I actually got married. I got married and created. Yes, I got married. And
you didn't invite me?
Yeah, there was a little fiasco that came up because my mom had been on like this trip. But we need to be more considerate of people's feelings. We need to be like more thoughtful. And I'm like, I get it. Calm down. And so, like, 3 days before the wedding, my mom calls me. She's all like, hey, I didn't get my invitation. And I just look at her like, rude? His mom's dead. She's not going to be there. How offended would he be if he saw you there?
That is not nice. Why are
you so she understood.
I'm sure
the
she
gifts of the man. Don't teach your children things that you don't want them to stand by.
How you're married. You didn't get married. I know you didn't. You would invite me.
Why would you think I would invite you?
Wouldn't you fucking invite me? Are you serious?
Have you not heard the show? Are you new?
Friend, remember? Friend to the end.
Friend to the end? Oh my god. Really? Yeah.
We're friends, remember? I'm supposed to be like your bridesmaid or something. I dress whatever I want.
That's offensive to my community.
What?
You remember that that article that we saw where the bride told the bridesmaids they could dress however they wanted, and then the maid of honor showed up in the T-Rex costume?
That was from my wedding. No one's upstaging me.
No one. Whatever. You know what? You're not invited to my wedding.
Which one?
To whichever one I choose to have.
The one that's going to happen in 2000, never?
Whoever's that lucky to marry me one day. Hopefully it's my little Indian boy.
That's not racist at all.
It's not racist.
Who's that lucky for, by the way? If I could just ask.
It's for both. We're both lucky.
I have missed you, Pepper. You're wet, I tell you.
I love you.
We're
both lucky.
Yes, we are.
Speaking of full of herself.
50-50.
Anyway, speaking of people that are full of themselves, did you, I don't know if you checked out Twitter or social media, any other social media platform in the last couple of weeks?
No, I try to stay off that shit.
The haters?
No, all the fans.
She has more haters than we have fans.
I don't care. Hate me. Love me. I don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
You're like, just think of me.
Just think of me. As long as I'm in your mind, good or bad, I don't care.
So, I guess this one falls under the topic of our racist president, but I guess it's not our racist president, but it's still the same guy. I don't know if this is any better. So did you hear his thing about wanting to explode a nuclear bomb in the middle of a hurricane to stop the hurricane?
That is the most intelligent, genius thing I have heard come out of his mouth since he elected Joan Rivers as Celebrity Apprentice in season 2.
Oh, my God.
Where do I sign up for this?
This guy.
And see, the thing is, like, they told him, well, it's going to wipe out people that are, you know, in the Southwest and, you know, in the Gulf of Mexico. So basically, so basically everybody that he's trying to get rid of anyway, so it. It to him, he's like, hey, win-win.
To make a cake, you got to break a couple of eggs, right?
What is that phrase that I always say, but I can't remember?
He's all, then we won't need the fucking
two in the pink, one in the stink.
No, you kill two birds with one stone.
Same, but, different. Yeah.
Nah, whatever.
Just kill two birds when you're stoned.
Fuck yeah. No, you don't do that. You don't kill no birds.
How's your chicken? Where's the evidence? Give me that cup.
I don't eat chicken.
Better than her tuna.
I don't eat chicken.
Pepper left her bag and cup on the floor, by the way.
Oh, my God, whatever. That's not me. I don't eat at Popeye's. I'm not from
Louisiana. Since they kicked you out from doing things in the bathroom?
I never
She's like, Steve, but I was never kicked out.
I've did things other places, but not there. And that's when I was younger, not this age.
How old are you, Pepper?
20. Old enough to for where nobody wants her in a Burger King bathroom anymore.
I'm going to be 32.
If you were to cut her age in half, she'd be two people who are able to vote.
Whatever.
Plus one.
What is that? He's being generous. Their real age is two people that are able to drink.
Yeah. Plus one.
Oh my God. I am not that age. I'm 39. Yeah,
see, I told you I'd get her to say it.
I don't care. I'm going to be 40 and I'm fucking hot and I don't care.
Because it's summer.
It's always summer here. Thank you, Allie. Okay, anyways, back to the show. Not about me.
We're trying.
Let's not make it about me today, guys.
So going back to President Trump and his nuclear bomb idea for the hurricane.
I think you should try it and see what
happens. Of course. Oh, you were right, Ann. Jester, I owe you a dollar.
Try it. See what happens. Fucking, oh, wow. He's the president. If he fails, fuck it. Who's going to get him in trouble? Nobody. He's the president. He can do what he wants.
Wow. I'm not sure that's exactly how that works, but close.
It's not like they're going to fire him.
Right. You would think if they were going to, they would have done it by now.
He can't do much worse than the other presidents have. Yes, that's not a word.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What do you mean he's not doing any worse than any of the rest of the presidents?
All the other presidents fucked up whatever we have today. Like, look at all the shit that they did and let pass by. See? Donald Trump is just handling it slowly. Yes or no?
Anyway.
So are you saying all the other presidents were perfect?
Perfect?
Like, they ran the country right?
Better?
They did?
Are you saying that as a question or a statement?
When the president getting a blowjob was my biggest problem.
Oh, what about the one that had the Twin Towers blown up? Oh, that idiot. Bush. When I heard he died, I was like, yes, but it was his father. And I was like, what the hell? Like,
American Airlines, first through the towers.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's
guy.
Marketing.
He was over there, like, seriously, like, yeah. That president was fucked up. The only one I like was Clinton.
That's what I'm saying. And you're saying it's not things aren't
just
better
him,
than
just him. Just him. I don't even like Obama. And no, it's not because he's black.
Show of hands are people that believe that.
I just don't like him.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah. Finish your drink. What's in the cup?
Some Kool-Aid.
Mixed with
a little bit of pepper.
You fucking practiced that, didn't you?
No. I don't have to practice.
Thank you, Rosie and the semi-originals.
I don't have to practice my talent. You don't tell me how to live my life. Oh, it's not touchscreen. I thought it was touchscreen. I'm like, how do you do this thing? It went off. I can't see anybody.
So, Cookie, what's your take on it?
I froze.
I'm just not a fan of him. He's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I guess, whatever.
I mean, presidency or not, he's just seems like a really awful person.
He's just getting shit together.
Everybody just hanging?
He's just getting everything situated. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's the problem.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, my God.
He's doing what he has to do. He's running the country, and then the next Into president the will take over. Then the next president will take over, and then we'll go kabang. Mm-hmm. They each dig us deeper.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, it started with Bush.
And him orchestrating 9/11
is what you're saying.
He did. No, he didn't.
I don't think so.
No? You don't think he knew about it?
No.
Maybe
Didn't know or didn't care?
Didn't care, didn't know, I don't.
Like Mallory Archer, pick one.
I don't care. He probably was like me, he said, fuck it. I don't feel like dealing with shit today, and he just read the book.
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably how that went.
He said, I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to read this book.
And which book would that be?
I don't know, it was for kids. It was probably like
So above your reading level then?
No.
She's like, I don't read. I'm read to.
Yes. I like to play the sound where it reads to you.
Oh my god. The books with the buttons on it?
I'm like, tell me a story, 50 Shades of Grey. Ooh, it's coming out again.
What is?
50 Shades Darker.
What?
What year are you in?
No, I know, but it's coming on TV.
Oh, okay.
My mom's excited to see it, that's why. She's like really excited.
How excited?
She's like, ooh.
Like put plastic lining on the couch excited?
My sister gets
like when they tell her I'm coming over excited.
Oh, that's pretty excited.
No.
Like you said, plastic on the couch excited.
That's pretty excited.
Now
she's
losing a lot of weight. She had surgery, so she's dropping.
You know why? Because she probably heard the new Facebook dating app is coming out, and it's gonna they were testing it some months ago, and now they've decided to go ahead and do the actual official release for it. So we looked into it, and you know, for a friend. And
for friends.
What the fuck? A friend with friend? Me? Or my mom?
If the panties drop.
My mom.
You know, I'm just saying.
My mom.
Why not?
So, like, it's not going to match you up with anybody that's on your current friends list or anything like that.
I'm out.
It's going to be simple.
Why would you want to redo that anyways?
True.
Redo what?
Well, he's getting mad because it's not his friend's list. I'm like, why would you want to go over and do that all over again? Like,
I could have been wrong.
Meet some new people. Explore the world.
I could admit when I've made mistakes.
Oh, well, no, and that's basically what it's going to do. It's going to lump people that made similar mistakes together, and then that's
Oh, really?
That basically is what the algorithm is going to be based on loosely. And it's going to be similar to like OkCupid and Bumble and stuff like that.
How about that sugar daddy one?
I don't know. You were the one that was supposed to be doing the market research on that, and we still haven't heard back from you.
Oh, I closed my page. Too many daddies hitting me up. Oh, my
God. Was one of them your actual daddy?
No, I was like praying that it was not one of them. I'm like, please, God, please, no. But it wasn't, thank God, no. They're just like... No, they weren't, like, interesting to me. They're old and, like, gross. Like,
wealthy with nice houses and good credit. Fuck me, right?
If I'm going to do old and wrinkled, you know? It better be Hugh Hefner type. Like
he's dead.
Like or Robert De Niro. My God. Yeah, something like that. But not, like, ew. Like
Robert likes his chocolate dark. He might go for you.
Oh, maybe. I should get darker then.
Tan. Enjoy the summer.
Why does he like dark?
I don't know.
Darker.
Why? No, that's true.
Because Robert De Niro likes dark.
You're barely dodging the ice
preference.
Why would you want to get darker? You're barely dodging the ice raids as it is.
I know.
Whatever. I don't care. I'm black and I'm proud.
They're here for you.
I'm black in the summer and wet in the winter.
Fuck. Who brought her?
We're going to have to piece this one together for the best of show.
That's for the snow buddies.
That's a nice way of saying we're going to cut your parts out.
Whatever. You're not going to cut shit.
Maybe that hair, Rainbow Bright.
Whatever. You don't talk about my hair. It's Starburst, not Rainbow Bright.
So one thing that's going to be different from sites like Tinder is that now you don't have to match with somebody before you could start messaging them.
That's what I've been trying to tell people I was messaging. No, we don't have to have anything in common.
Just meet me here.
Just an affinity for sex.
Just meet me here.
And money. Affinity for money.
And by money, I mean giving me money.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So I want to see how that turns out. You know how many people die off that?
There is one feature that you're going to be allowed. I think it's like not something like 9 times a month. There's this thing called Secret Crush where you can like flirt with people that
stalker.
Are that are actually on your friends list, at, like your current friends.
Oh, fuck that.
But it's not going to be like they're not going to be posting your status from the dating app on your like main Facebook page. So like if you're posting I'm horny on Main Street, like it's not gonna
I'm
show
I'm horny on Main Street. You could do that. Won't Disney get mad?
Like that's a whole other discussion topic of why you jumped right there.
Well, because you said Main Street.
You're adorable. Can I pinch your cheek?
Which one? The butt cheek.
That's what I was going for.
Ooh, pinch the right one.
He's all the one I don't need hand sanitizer after work.
I know. She's like, I don't wipe.
I drip dry.
Or wash my hands.
Drip dry. I do my little dance. I'm like, drip dry.
That's disgusting.
Cute.
To who?
To me.
Wow.
In whoever out.
That'd be table a grand total of nobody.
So, we're in September. We're going to October, guys.
Uh-huh. That's how the calendar works. We're aware.
I'm
thank you, Pepper.
So fucking excited for October.
Once again, Jester, I owe you another dollar.
Your favorite month is coming up, Slutoween.
Yeah.
Tell us what that entails. What does Slutoween entail?
What do you mean? What? Don't use big words on me. Just.
What happens during Slutoween?
What happens in Slutoween? Every day you could dress like a slut and you don't have to like...
Can we pan down to her shorts and how you can see the pockets hanging out?
Oh my God. Because, hello, it's summer. You're allowed to dress like a summer hoe.
I want to coin these terms. Just towing it up
writing
for the summer.
Down. Hashtag summer hoe.
It's got fucking it. Hot. Like, what am I going to wear? Sweats? It's hot. I don't want to sweat. I'd be all like dripping. My
drip,
hair would
drip,
be
dropping
all
it,
flat.
Bang, bang,
like,
cocking it.
No, it wouldn't work for me.
Queen Nikki Dominant Prominent?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Bang, bang.
Let's go to Bangkok.
One night in Bangkok and the world, your oyster.
Oh my God, I haven't heard that song in a long time.
I love that song.
I do too. I didn't realize how dirty the words, the lyrics and the content were until just recently when I, like the last time I heard it was maybe about like a year ago and I actually listened to it and I was like, oh, holy shit.
Yeah. It's a good song.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bangkok. You like that
it's gonna
word.
Be stuck in my head now.
Do you like that word?
Of course I like it. I love me the wiener. I love me the bangin.
Yeah.
Bang wiener, Bangkok.
So I guess the Facebook app leads to other things that we saw going on in the world. This woman killed her husband. Chopped off his genitalia and then fed it to their pet dogs.
What did he do?
He was accused of physical and mental abuse for years, which were backed up by like eyewitness statements and the neighbor saying, yes, I saw her, getting abused. And
oh, he deserved it.
I have a few things to say about that. First, Pepper, watch out. Because I've seen the way you treat your man. Secondly, I heard she decapitated him too. Thirdly, why did she stop the testicles? Why didn't she just feed the whole thing to her dog?
Let me tell you something. If I'm going to go out, it ain't going to be like that. I'm
how are you going
to
go
out like that with somebody fucking cutting me up and feeding it to a dog? I don't know how. I don't even think I'm going to go out. God wants me here on earth forever.
Yeah, you've been here for 40 plus years, so.
God, yeah. That's like 4 centuries.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? That's fucking 4 centuries.
Decades.
Wow.
4 decades.
Oh, decades. What are centuries?
In case you were wondering if Pepper was bad at math.
I used to be good. Son, don't take that. Don't listen to mom in math. I used to be good, not good anymore. I don't have my bestie right next to me, that's why.
You know.
So yeah, I'm
one of us is the reason we got through elementary school.
Oh, fuck you, whatever. I got through it myself. 4 decades?
Yeah.
4 decades old. Oh, wow. What the fuck? It's time to go, people. See, God is not going to take me for a while.
She's old. She lived a good... She's old. She lived her life.
Okay. That guy deserved it, right?
I'm not going to contest it. I'm just... Yeah, I mean... But maybe not kill him. Like, maybe just cut off the balls and feed him to the dog. You know?
Yeah, I guess. Whatever. But why you couldn't leave evidence?
That's what I was saying. Just feed the whole thing to the dog.
Yeah, they should. She should have did that.
Dog food for months.
Chopped it up, kept it in the.
Well, no, that's why he was only like partially decapitated because she couldn't. I guess she was trying to cut his head off, but
she didn't have.
Oh no!
The
no,
meat
she
grinding attachment on her KitchenAid. I would have killed him too. That dick.
Oh man, that's sad way to go, huh?
Yeah.
So that's what the Facebook dating app is leading us to.
Oh well, I don't want to find nobody like that. Fuck that. No.
I mean, I'm not going to condone murder, but I'm also not going to say that he and Meg maybe didn't have it coming.
Yeah.
He had it coming, but yeah.
So, I mean...
What was his name? Rest in peace.
Oh, if they lived in the Ukraine. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that shit again. You should have seen it during pregame when I was like trying to pronounce it. No.
Peter Bob.
Peter Bob? Peter Bob! What the fuck is... Fucking probably some difficult name.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
It has like 26 letters.
38 syllables.
I'm from Ukraine. Is that how they talk?
Oh my Whoa. God. All right. And I think that brings me to the need for...
Is that them? Is that
tonight's toke?
Is that how they talk, right? Oh, is that where Chernobyl?
Oh my god.
I love that fucking place.
Again, the reason one of us passed element, or I'm the reason we passed
element. You know what? Whatever. I like Chernobyl to be in, what did I say, honey? Russia? No, what is
Germany.
That? You said I want it Germany. To be Germany. Chernobyl, Germany sounds better than Chernobyl, Russia.
Why?
Just sounds better. Just looks better there, I guess. Germany.
I like your logic sometimes, but sometimes you are just ignorant.
Only stupid people would say that.
That's Cookie's nice way I'm of saying I'm not claiming to be smart. Dumb hoe.
Don't point the finger when three are pointing right back at you. You fucking asshole.
You are what you eat.
I don't need asshole.
Oh, I'm getting a text. I gotta go.
Where are you going?
Second cousin, mom's side. Ooh.
What are you doing? Where are you going? Take me with you.
Oh, you're not gonna like it here.
I wanna have fun. Cookie, we need to go out.
Where?
I don't know. Let's go somewhere.
During the daylight? Sorry, no,
no
not
I
doing
do
it.
No, I don't do daylight. I only do nighttime. I'm a night owl.
I'm still holding some holiday weight from 2016.
We'll get
rid
of it.
Sweating bad.
Well, if you guys are going to go out, you might want to lay off the vaping if that's what you guys do. I don't know if you've heard
Can
about
we
this.
Can we get this? Can we get a picture of this?
I'm vaping and I don't give a fuck and I have those symptoms. And I don't care.
Fetal alcohol syndrome?
Yeah. No, I vape. But, I don't care.
So it's
cigarettes have cancer.
So it's like 33 states. 450 cases have been reported, and 5 people so far have died. The CDC is investigating. A bunch of government agencies are investigating. However, they still at this point have come up with jack shit.
So what's the problem? So
they have
that's the second cousin of Jack Frost, right? Jack shit.
Yes. Double points for knowing that. So yeah, they have absolutely no idea what's going on other than people are for some reason.
Well, they better get their
guilt.
Shit together.
Well, when you read the article,
me.
Didn't it say it was like not stuff that you were buying like in store? It was stuff that was sold like, I think quoting the article, black market items such as like buying it off the street or.
Yeah. So if you, black market. If you are going to get vape cartridges, they're suggesting that you get them from like actual legitimate like manufacturers or resellers and not just buying them off the street because you have no idea what people could be putting in there.
Oh, don't go to the black market, people.
How long have you been waiting to say that? Like 30, 40 minutes?
She's all, no. She's all, 39 years.
Don't go to that
yet. She's all, it's okay. I had a black president.
Yeah. Obama.
Were you his Marilyn Monroe?
No.
Oh.
Ew, no. Maybe I would be Clinton's, but not fucking Obama. What?
Easy, Monica Jr.
Oh, fuck you. No. I wouldn't get nothing on the dress.
She's all, that's wasteful. That has nutritional content.
Yeah, that bitch wanted to frame him.
She ruined a perfectly good dress.
I know, what the fuck? Why would you ruin it like that? Like, stupid bitch.
At least put an applique on it.
She got too needy and shit. Got fillings.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm. She's like, I want you, Mr. President. And he's like, no, I have a wife. She's like, but I want you and I need you. Blah, 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 whatever.
Is this Pepper's drunk history?
Yeah, and it's like...
We should do that one of these days. We should have a drunk history. I guess something recent so Pepper remembers.
Yeah, I'll do Clinton and Monica.
All right. That's fine. Let me write that down then. Well, Pepper's
challenge accepted.
Pepper's drunk history will be Monica and Bill.
Monica days. The Monica days. And not the Friends one.
Well, that means Cookie and I need to pick stories, too.
Yeah.
Pick some that I know so I can relate. Make an Obama one up or something.
I think she's missing the point of drunk history. Don't worry. We'll sit you down and show you the show.
Drunk History
is an amazing show.
I watched that show. Hello.
And yet you still don't know how it works.
I know, but they talk about stuff I sometimes know and sometimes don't. Like... I know, like, Helen Keller stuff, like, little things, or Anne Frank, or the Nazi stuff, all that. But, like, not, like, all kinds of things, like...
Well, you picked your topics. It'd be Monica.
No. Let her keep going. Presidents. Let her keep going.
I don't do presidents. Just Clinton.
Presidents?
Presidents.
Oh. Presidents. I thought you said I don't do presents. I'm
presidents.
Like, what?
Just Clinton. Yeah, he's a cute one. I wonder what happened to him.
He's still around.
What did he do?
His wife ran for president.
She won the popular vote.
She wasn't going to win it.
She technically did.
She was not going to win it.
Stupid electoral college.
Hello, fucking, Trump was going to win it.
Whatever.
I know.
Well, he did.
I didn't vote. I don't vote.
The rest of us are still surprised.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm shocked as hell.
I'm waiting to see, like, some other, like, crazy person sitting president next.
Pepper, 2020.
Imagine. Oh, my God. We need a woman president. We seriously. Not me, but.
One like, just ran. Yeah.
We need. No, a woman. Like, that knows what they're doing. Like, come on. Somebody serious that knows.
Have you ever heard of the term overly qualified?
Yes.
Okay. She's like, it's never been told to me, but yes, I've heard of the term.
I'm always overqualified. But anyways, not talking about me again. We're talking about the president. Okay. She didn't really know as much as like other probably women out there would relate or know. We need a president like that. That knows shit and is that gonna take control and not let some man run her and tell her what to do. Which her husband probably would have told her. Yeah.
Anyway.
I think we need a Mexican woman president. Mexican woman president.
Yeah, because that's going to help things.
Oh, that would fuck. She would be like, bitch. You know what? I would so vote Cardi B to be fucking president. That bitch will get shit done.
Oh my gosh.
I love her.
And with that, we're going to take a break and do our little toke of the night. Toke of the Night is brought to you by Whittier Treehouse. Yeah. I don't know if you can see that in there, but go ahead and check them out. City of Whittier. It's where we get a lot of our wax and our vape pens, not black market vape pens. I've been smoking these for a while. And
yeah, and I'm still alive.
I'm still alive. So They have their prices are good, and the quality of stuff that you're getting for the price is pretty up there for the area. So stop by, check them out, tell them the cast of Rice and Beans said hello. I did pick up the heavy hitters. I know Pepper also uses the vape, apparently, and we're both still here again.
Yeah,
so this was the Sour Diesel heavy hitters again that I got from Whittier Treehouse, and it's been doing me good. I have a difficult day job and sometimes requires headache medicine during the day.
That corner is not going to walk itself.
We call it business hype. You got to get business hype.
You know, it makes the day more tolerable.
Pepper, can I ask you a serious question?
Yes.
What business do you work in?
In a lot of businesses. Would you like to know about them?
That's why I just asked.
Well, then we'll get that on another time when you take me out. Okay. Until then, you won't get to know that.
I haven't taken one of your kind out since 2000.
Wow. No.
He's all ill fucking breeders.
Ugh. Beautiful. I'm not saying you're not.
There's enough people that do that for him.
I'm saying there's just a crevice where there should be a handle.
What is wrong with me?
I just told you.
Okay. You have an innie, not an outie.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to fuck you.
You're not anatomically, but that just, I'm telling you why I won't associate with you.
Oh, so you only associate with people that you have to have.
That's the way I let you down easily, yes.
Okay, that is not nice. Try getting friends and talking to them, not having to just fuck them.
I have friends. I don't need to make more. The ones that I have are great.
You don't want to add me? Whatever, Cookie. I'm not talking to Cookie from now on. So whenever we post, whenever we record, it has to be separate recordings because I cannot sit with this guy no more.
Promise?
I promise. Always. You know I only make promises.
That you can't keep?
That I always keep.
You promise not to look ridiculous on camera.
Yet here you are.
Ridiculous. I look fabulous. I look beautiful. And pretty. This is my new hair, and I don't care.
And that's coming from forehead sweat right here. I'm just being honest.
I'm beautiful. I'm pretty, okay? Next week, I'll be in a different color.
Your parents raised you with an undeserving sense of self, didn't they?
My parents didn't raise me. I raised myself.
Enough said.
And you did a bang-up job, as far as we can tell.
I did a good job. Taught myself.
You did a job all right, whether it be hand or blow.
Oh, why can't it be both?
Oh, wait, did I just find out your job?
Isn't that your motto? Why not both?
There's more than one hole.
There's like a lot.
Where there's a will, there's a hole.
Two, three, four, just like three or four.
She's counting behind her knees.
Oh, no.
Easy quagmire.
Oh, you want me to count the creases?
Each ear, each nostril.
Fucking toes.
Mouth.
No, everything. Eyes, nose, ears. Can't do the eyes.
So next week we'll be more with Pepper's recipe. We'll be back with more of Pepper's recipe for success.
Yeah. Look, imagine the nose.
You are class A.
Oh, that would be
All right, guys, we're coming up on our time here for the night. So we'll be back next week with another installment. Hopefully, we're going to get back on track to doing the weekly and bi-weekly shows. It just as soon as the holidays start to roll around, we've been Cookie and I have actually been on tour recording our Netflix special. Two Mexicans and a microphone. And be sure to check it out in your local Walmart $5 bin coming up very soon.
Try not to get shot.
But until next week, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke. Peace.